Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. The El Paso County Commissioner's Court narrowly voted to send a letter to the Texas Department of Transportation in opposition of the proposed plan for widening Interstate 10 at downtown. The 3-2 vote between the court directs county staff to write a letter expressing concern over frontage roads and calls on TxDOT to increase time for the public to comment on the project. It will also call on the state agency to implement an alternative plan that does not include what are called Texas turnarounds or U-turns at downtown. Commissioners said there is concern from nearby neighborhoods that frontage roads may create safety issues for pedestrians and cyclists. The public can still provide feedback about the proposed project. Visit txdot.gov for information on where to email your comments. And a legal fight over newly drawn congressional districts in Texas had its fifth day at the federal courthouse. A 3-judge panel will decide whether or not the new voting map takes effect before candidates have to register to run in the 2026 midterms. The court heard from Richard Murray, a senior research fellow at the Hobby School of Public Affairs at the University of Houston. Murray began his video testimony on Saturday. He agreed with voting rights groups the new map discriminates to the detriment of Black and Latino voters. Murray testified congressional districts made up of majority Black and Latino voters in parts of North, East, and Central Texas were, quote, aggressively, unquote, dismantled to create 5 new seats favorable to Republicans. Murray said 2 predominantly Anglo-Democratic districts in Houston and Austin remain mostly unchanged in comparison to the Black and Latino majority districts. Attorneys for the state of Texas have argued that the map was drawn based on political party affiliation, which the Supreme Court has allowed. The state's attorneys also pointed out to the court their concern of the timeliness of receiving materials from voting rights groups throughout the case. And Houston area Congressman Wesley Hunt has entered the Republican primary for the U.S. Senate from Texas, challenging incumbent Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports Hunt's entry increases the likelihood the GOP contest will go to a runoff.
Hunt enters the contest as Cornyn, in second place, is closing the gap with Paxton in most polls. For that reason, the National Republican Senatorial Committee has been pressing Hunt to stay out of the Senate race and protect his seat in the House of Representatives. Mark Jones is a political scientist at Rice University's Baker Institute.
Assuming Hunt isn't able to leapfrog either Cornyn or Paxton and get into the May runoff, his entry into the race will, though, force a runoff. And in a runoff, Republican primary turnout is very low, and the people who turn out tend to be more conservative, something that benefits Paxton more than Cornyn.
Hunt's entry into the Senate race opens a vacancy in a solidly Republican congressional district in West Houston and Northwest Harris County. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And the family of a man who died in the July 4th flooding on the Guadalupe River has filed a lawsuit against the RV park where he was staying. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton reports the family alleges negligence.
Jeff Ramsey's family claims HTRTX Hill Country RV Park and Campground was negligent during the flood, causing the death of the 61-year-old who died alongside his wife, Tanya. The suit alleges the owners and U.S. operators of the campground knowingly placed guests in a high-risk flood area, leaving the couple unable to escape their camper as the floodwaters rose. Ramsey's body has not been recovered. It's the latest legal action taken against entities along the hardest-hit areas of the flood that left more than 130 people dead. In August, the parents of another victim at the RV park filed a similar suit, with several more families joining. Texas recently passed legislation that will require warning sirens in areas prone to flash floods. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.